A new report in Victoria has revealed a strong link between natural disasters and poverty across the state. The Ripple Effects report, released by the Victorian Council of Social Services, found floods have impacted 63 of the state's 79 local government areas. The council is now calling on the state government to invest in risk reduction and provide greater support for vulnerable communities, including First Nations and multicultural groups. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked CEO of VCOS, Juanita Pope, about the report.
The Ripple Effects report presents actually the first major comprehensive analysis of racial injustice in relation to the 2022 floods. So as you might recall, back in 2022, floods impacted 63 of Victoria's local government areas. It was a significant incident. But this is the first time that anyone has analysed how poverty and disadvantage impacted that flood and its aftermath.
So as you mentioned, the report shows a quantitative analysis of spatial injustice across Victoria. What does spatial injustice mean in the report's context?
What spatial injustice means is that this report considers where poverty was more prevalent, both before the floods and where that poverty was exacerbated after the floods. So what the report finds is that more than average levels of poverty existed in the areas that were hit by the floods, and that was before the floods hit. And then after the floods, that poverty and disadvantage was exacerbated. And a year after the flood event, this report finds that disposable income was $22,000 a year lower for households that were in affected areas compared to households of similar circumstances elsewhere. So what it shows is that when disaster events strike communities that are already experiencing poverty, those circumstances are exacerbated and poverty can deepen and worsen over time, you know, if there's not proper measures in place to support community recovery.
So as you mentioned as well, the report shows that poverty increased after these 2022 floods. What population sectors were more disadvantaged from these natural disasters and why?
The report looks at a series of different cohorts of populations that were affected by the floods. And the report finds that in regional Victoria, culturally and linguistically diverse people were more likely to live in the flood-affected areas. So they were people who were particularly affected also in the aftermath of the floods. We also know that for flood areas that were in Melbourne, almost one in two people in hard-hit Maribyrnong were culturally and linguistically diverse. So the areas where the flood was particularly brutal were those areas where culturally and linguistically diverse peoples were more numerous, and that means that they experienced those impacts more acutely than others.
Now, how important is psychological support after these events, according to the report?
Yeah, well, psychological support is just absolutely crucial. And what this report finds is that there were significantly higher levels of depression and mental ill health after the floods in affected communities. So it is really important that we increase investment in mental health supports and psychosocial recovery after disasters, and particularly in regional areas where social isolation is already an issue for many.
And what are some of the recommendations the report provides to all levels of government for future flood events?
So this report makes a series of recommendations to all levels of government about how they can invest better, smarter, and more deeply to prevent the long-term impacts of disaster events like these floods in future. One of the first things that governments can do is to invest in risk reduction and preparedness. We know that after an event like the floods and many other natural disasters, the tendency of government is to fund short-term relief, but we need to see more investment in long-term recovery. We also need to see more in government investment in preparing communities to get ready for what will inevitably and unfortunately be more frequent and more severe disasters as we move into a climate-changed world. Some of the other things that this report recommends are particular recommendations in relation to First Peoples, emergency preparedness, response and recovery. So this report finds that First Peoples in Victoria were disproportionately likely to be impacted by the floods. And so we have some great foundations in Victoria to build on, with Australia's first treaty now in place. And this report calls on Victoria to commit to and fund the implementation of some of those crucial recommendations as part of the treaty process.
That was Juanita Pope from VCOS, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.